This is Noah Weller, Radio KPS 5 Ohio 2, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.425 MHz. This service is provided by the National Weather Service in North Platte, transmitting through tower facilities in Mullen, Nebraska. This service is provided by Husker Public Power, serving the Central Sand Hills. The current time is 8:21 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. The official National Weather Service forecast for the Central Sand Hills, including Thetford and Mullen. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the evening. Lows in the lower 60s. South winds around 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 20%. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 60s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows around 50. Wednesday, breezy, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows around 60. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows around 60. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. The forecast for Merritt Reservoir. Tonight, south winds 8 to 14 miles per hour, decreasing to 4 to 8 miles per hour after midnight. Mostly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorms in the evening. The chance of precipitation 20%. Lows around 63. Waters a moderate chop, becoming smooth to a light chop after midnight. Sunday, south wind 6 to 12 miles per hour, increasing to southwest 12 to 14 miles per hour in the afternoon. Mostly sunny. Highs around 95. Waters a light chop, becoming a moderate chop in the afternoon. Sunday night, southwest winds 8 to 14 miles per hour, becoming northwest 4 to 6 miles per hour after midnight. Partly cloudy. Lows around 61. Waters a moderate chop, becoming smooth to a light chop after midnight. Monday, southeast winds 6 to 10 miles per hour, shifting to the west around 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Mostly sunny. Highs around 91. Waters a light chop. The Valentine climate summary for this evening, as of 5 p.m., August 25th, 2018. Today's high temperature was 97 degrees and the low 53 for a mean temperature of 75 degrees. No precipitation fell today, which leaves the monthly total at 1.71 inches. The total precipitation for the season still stands at 14.95 inches and the total precipitation for the year is still 23.84 inches. The normal high temperature for tomorrow is 85 degrees, and the normal low is 57. The record high for tomorrow is 106, which occurred in 1970, and the record low is 44, which occurred in 1992. Sunset tonight is at 8:28 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 7 a.m. The state high temperature on Saturday was 97 degrees at Valentine. The state low temperature on Saturday morning was 48 degrees at Alliance. This is the regional weather summary for western and north central Nebraska. Today, early cloud cover was not enough to stop temperatures from climbing to at least seasonable values. areas that saw persistent clouds and even some weather. Thunderstorms remain the coolest, with highs only reaching the 80s. Other areas managed to climb into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms are expected to linger through much of the evening hours. Rain amounts should remain light at just a few hundreds, with lows remaining more mild than previous nights in the upper 50s west of Highway 61 to upper 60s across north-central Nebraska. And now the hazardous weather outlook for the following counties. Thomas and Western Cherry. For tonight, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms with a possible rest of this afternoon into tonight, mainly across western Nebraska. Severe storms are not anticipated. A strong storm force cannot be ruled out, capable of small hail and or storm gusts up to 50 miles per hour. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. Additional chances for thunderstorms exist late Sunday to Sunday night across far western Nebraska, and again Monday night across northern Nebraska. The threat for severe storms is low at this time. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed through tonight. Here are the 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time observations at the Thetford Airport. Under partly cloudy skies, the temperature was 81 and the dew point 64, with the relative humidity 56%. Winds were from the south at 14 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.90 inches and rising. In Valentine, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 81. In North Platte, it was cloudy with a temperature of 74. Elsewhere across Nebraska, in Scott's Bluff, it was clear with a temperature of 73. In Chatham, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 69. In Sydney, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 74. In Broken Bow, it was cloudy with a temperature of 78. At O'Neill, it was clear with a temperature of 75. In Grand Island, it was cloudy with a temperature of 79. At Norfolk, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 80. In Lincoln, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 80. At Omaha, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 81. Around the region, in Sioux Falls, it was clear with a temperature of 77. At Pierce, it was cloudy with a temperature of 80. In Rapid City, smoke was reported with a temperature of 69. At Cheyenne, it was partly cloudy with a temperature of 74. In Denver, it was cloudy with a temperature of 78. At Wichita, it was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 84. Once again, at 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time,